Welcome to the latest official BKB podcast, and I'm delighted co-owner Jim Freeman's with us, sitting here overlooking the Andaman Sea in Thailand after what's been a remarkable 2 weeks, Jim.
Yeah, I think I've been interviewed in worse places, Tom. Yeah, I, as much as I like Kennelly's gym, you can interview me here over there anytime, Tom.
You had time to take it all in. You've had time to look back at the show. What do you reckon?
Just thought it was brilliant. Like I said, I think it had a bit of everything. We had great fights, knockouts, drama, new champions, tough fights.
Even a little controversy.
Yeah. You need a little bit of that, don't you? The controversy was both sides, wasn't it? You know, I think that, yeah, just good. I think it was enjoyable. Like I say, I watched it back with, you know, because you get involved in the emotion of it all on the night. When you watch it back without the emotion, just think, yeah, it was good. If I'd have paid my 15 quid for it, I'd have been well happy.
You've been planning this show for a long time with people out here. How did it go in relation to all the time you spent planning it? And you know, what did you learn?
I think overall it was better than what I expected. I went with a little bit of trepidation simply because, you know, it's like we have it as a well-oiled machine now at the O2. Everyone knows their roles. We know what we're doing. You're comfortable there. So you're literally travelling, you know, 12 hours on a plane, you know, 7,000 miles away. And you rely on other guys to do it. So, you know, even down to, like, you're worried about, is the feed going to be working? Is the lighting going to be good enough? Is this going to be that? You know, in every element of the show that people don't really realise that, you know, is anyone going to come and watch? And, you know, you saw that, yeah, it wasn't a massive crowd because it's not a massive kind of place, but it sold out. You know, there's people in the restaurants all close by.
And they were turning people away, by the way.
Yeah. And well, look at the free restaurants. You know, there's probably 200-300 people at them restaurants watching the show because they couldn't get a space at the show.
Tell us about the night itself, because there were some great fights.
Yeah, I think we had 10 fights. I think 8 of them were really good for various reasons. The women's fight was really good. Batman Joker stood out. Obviously, the two, you know, British boys coming over as well. Will Chope was good to see him versus Petzilla. Leo Plas fight against, you know, Street Fight Mike. You know, I thought that was a cracker. So, yeah, there's just some really good fights. Yeah, I was really proud of all the lads and girls.
You know, the night before we did all the weigh-in stuff and everything else, and I noticed looking, as soon as I seen Batman Joker, I thought, oh, no.
Yeah, and, you know, like, and with all respect to the Joker, his outfit was the clown outfit. The Black Man outfit looks like it was from the pound shop. So it was like, you're just thinking, oh, no, this is going to be horrible.
But what a surprise.
What a pleasant surprise. And, you know, I think he got knocked down, was it 2-3 times? Yeah. And then he just completely turned the fight around. You know, again, with that, a lot of people don't realise. He's broke his nose, shattered his nose. So we actually paid £1,000 to have his nose all fixed and stuff. You know, no one was kind of left behind. You saw the medical care yourself, Tom. So, which was important because it's not like the UK. There isn't an NHS system here. You know, any injuries,
one stitch has to be paid for.
Yeah. We don't have to pay for anything. But it's just the right thing to do. And we're building relationships around the world with people. And you know, the response we've had has been fantastic.
Talking about our two guys, once again, Barry Jones, 9-0. I mean, he's some fighter, isn't he?
Yeah, he's terrific, isn't he? You know, you don't beat Jimmy Sweeney if you're not good. He's an exceptional fighter. I don't think he was at his best, but, you know, to be brutally honest, and that's not taking it away from Johnny Tello. I think he struggled perhaps with his height coming in low and stuff like that. I think a little bit of the heat as well. You know, you've got to factor in that these guys are fighting in over 30 degree heat. I know back home it's...
And a humid atmosphere.
Yeah, exactly. It's 2 degrees, so you don't think about it. But it was hot, you know, like, you know, there's people standing around who were sweating in their shirts and T-shirts. So to actually fight at 7 rounds at a good pace, yeah.
He's certainly the darling of BKB at the moment, Barry Jones. He's got it all, hasn't he? When he's at his best, he's got everything from technical ability to durability to punchability. He's got the lot.
Yeah. He's, like I said, you know, he was a good glove boxer. So, he's a really good, really good fit. I think that, you know, but there's other people who are now sort of catching up with it. You know, we was in this situation 12, 18 months ago with Jimmy Sweeney and stuff, wasn't it? You know, who's ever going to beat him?
Yeah.
You know, so there's always that person, and, you know, take things lightly. But it's good that people like Barry, who actually is a really nice lad, gets opportunities and stuff to, like, fight in places like this.
Dan Podmore, disappointing for him. I had him ahead on the fight, but disappointing that he tore his bicep.
Yeah, he was ahead on the fight, but, you know, we've seen that lots of times with people ahead of the fight. It's a 7-round fight, and, you know, ultimately these things can happen. You know, again, I think that Dan will probably go away, get his injury sorted, get his head sorted, and probably look at his performance and think, I could have definitely done a lot better. You know, I speak to his coach, Simon, I think that's clear, as they feel that he didn't do himself justice. And again, that's not taking any away from Ahmed. I thought, who was a tough guy. You know, let's be honest, how many clean shots did he take?
And 6 foot six, by the way.
Exactly, yes. No, not 6 foot three. He was definitely 6 foot six when he got here. You know, there was a little bit like that. And he played the mind games well. But, you know, he was tough. He was tough and he got his win. And doesn't it build fantastic for a rematch? Won't everyone want to see that now when that happens again?
And a little bit of controversy as well afterwards with people getting involved and stuff in the ring. But it was like much ado about nothing, really.
Yeah, it was a load of nonsense. You know, people saying like this, you know, he did a Superman punch. Yeah, this could have happened. There was a slap. There was someone spitting. There was a little punch and a little breakup. Did it affect any of the result of the fight? No. Was it well refed? Yes. Did it?
Tommy Hayden did well, didn't he?
Tommy Hayden did really well because he's never done, you know, BKB for us. I thought he actually fit. I thought the whole team, to be fair. I don't think, you know, Tom, even the guys backstage and all that, I think they all did a great job.
Yeah.
I can't think of, there's one member of the team here in Thailand that didn't do their role well.
They love the fighting here because we went to a Thai fight, didn't we? We went to have a look at some Thai fighting and every night they've got something on fighting.
Yeah. Well, it's in the culture, isn't it? They pride themselves on, you know, they never got colonised because everyone could fight here, you know, and just it's in the culture. But it's not like the fighting back home. It's super respectful. You know, we show a bit of respect, but the respect here is genuine. It's not just for show for camera, and you know, they've all got it. All really, really respectful. Every person in the whole society here, really.
History made as well with BKB's first ever female fight.
Yeah, and wasn't that good fight, wasn't it? You know, like...
To and fro again.
Yeah, everyone, you know, with the model, that everyone was like, oh no, she's going to get beat and she's going to this. And she just boxed really well, kept her range and you know, jabbed and moved. And Noi couldn't close the distance. But she was tough as well. And I think, you know, it's hard sometimes not to get connections personally with fighters. I think Noi, we all kind of looked at her for, oh, because she was just so lovely, wasn't she? And she looked like little and fragile. You're thinking, oh, she shouldn't be a fighter, but... She was great. I liked her. So,
tough she is.
Yeah, we've got a German girl for her, so hopefully we're going to get her over and get her a fight.
At the O2?
In London, yeah. Obviously, you know, there's potential visa issues for Thai fighters and stuff, but I'm sure we can work through them.
Did you see all the others there that you think you could add to your roster?
There was 10. We got 10 that we identified. Obviously, you've got Street Fight Mike, who beat Leo Pla. We know that Leo's a great fighter. I thought he did really well. So him, obviously, you know, Ahmed, who knows now the champion, he has to come over. Johnny Tello has to have another fight. Batman and Joker.
T.T. Denman.
Darlo.
Yeah.
The Cambodian.
Darlo,
You know, like, people don't realise back home what a following he's got. You know, there was 3.7 million people watched that fight in Cambodia.
The Cambodian, lad, yeah.
Because of him, because of people. He's a huge star over there. So, yeah, he's got to get an opportunity in London. So it just adds to excitement in the summer, doesn't it?
How are you going to keep all these fighters that you've got on your roster now happy?
You don't. Some will leave. It's just the nature of the beast, isn't it? It's like a football team. The team ploughs on, but the players change a little bit. And I think that's kind of... I'm kind of comfortable where that is. It's, you know, like, I get messages at least 5 a day, people wanting to fight, of all mixture of levels. Some guys who are never going to make it. Some guys who are good, and some lads who are great. You know, if anything, we probably don't have enough shows on. I could probably put a show on every week and it wouldn't be a massive issue in terms of lads and who we've got. You know, I've got some really good fighters who, despite having a show at the O2 a few weeks ago, despite having Thailand, despite having fighters in Dubai, despite having fighters in March, that I've not been able to get on any of them cards.
Wow.
So, you know, it just, yeah, it's always that kind of, that sort of juggling act. But yeah, no, fighters, we've got an abundance of at the minute. The bare knuckle scene is really huge.
I did say, how do you keep them happy? I suppose it's their job to keep you happy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, win fights, put bums on seats, be exciting, let people talk about you.
And you'll match up.
And you'll get booked, won't you? That's it. You know, we've also got to, you know, the other thing is we're not like a lot of other companies. Most combat sports companies would put someone like that on to win, to get highlight reel knockouts. We're looking for fair fights. It's also sometimes we've got really good fighters we can't get on because I haven't got actually someone available who's of their level for that particular show. You know, that... Well, I wouldn't know if they're level. You know, some new guy might well be, but you just don't know sometimes. So, it's, you know, with matchmaking, people think it's A and B, but it's not. There's actually C, D and E in there as well.
I suppose in many ways it's more difficult the more fighters you have, matching the fights as well, isn't it? You know, is it a difficult job matching?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, and you know, you've got to make up, because you do have to think about, you know, bums and seats. You know, you want to have a full venue. You know, when we matched here, it was exactly the same. We had the Cambodian kid because we knew we'd get massive exposure. We had a couple of the Denmans on because we knew they'd put bums on seats, and you saw, Tom, like we earlier, it was full.
Yeah.
You know, so the idea is that we grow and we have two or three events here, and then we eventually get into sort of stadiums and that kind of stuff. And the only way you're going to do that is to build a following.
Because sometimes when we talk, when you're matching, you know, I get from you that feeling that this is a wow fight. Is that something that enters your mind when you're putting them together?
100%. I only really match with Joe as fans. So if it excites me as a fan and a neutral watching that fight, then it's going to excite everyone. And that's really it. It's not putting a man on the moon. We're not trying to reinvent the wheel. Just give exciting fights, I think. Whew, you know, that we sit on a Friday night time and we discuss it, go, right, okay, who's going to win? And we'll go through in our backstage behind the team. And if we can come up with lots of different answers, then we're doing our job correctly.
And we always, the three of us, you, Joe and I, we always have lots of different answers.
And that's what we want. If we all agree the same, then we all know the winners. And you become like glove boxing, don't you? Well, you know the winners of 90% of the fights on a card.
Joe not here this time, is he? Not out this time, but behind the scenes, I suppose, working with you, getting ready for March.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Yeah, but look, you don't realise it is a lot to get on these shows. You know, just down to, you know, little stuff like who's going to do the security, who's going to do the ring walk, who's your medics, who's booked the ambulances. You know, people don't realise back home for professional sport of the effort and stuff that actually gets involved in it. I had no clue as a fan previously. So, you know, it's not criticism, everyone. It's just a fact of life. But no, Joe's in sunny Bournemouth. We're in sunny Thailand. So everyone's sunny and they're happy, aren't they?
Yeah, I know where I'd rather be. Sorry, Joe.
Yeah. But Tom's coming to Bournemouth now, Joe. Yeah.
But just looking at the last fight, BKB, last BKB show, a little bit of nonsense went on, which disappointed you, but you've taken steps to, for any fans that are thinking of coming, you've made sure that ain't going to happen again.
Yeah, I've gone on record, I was disappointed with the security of the event. I thought it was a much ado about nothing, really, and should have just been extinguished. Yeah, you know, the fighters, fans that was involved, he's been sacked, you won't ever see him on a card again. We've improved things and running processes with the O2 of what's going to happen. We moved the show because we was actually on the same night as the UFC, so it gives us a good opportunity. I've moved it to a Sunday afternoon, so it doesn't have that kind of drunk feel. We've moved the kids from downstairs to kids only upstairs. So we've done a few things because you've got to be ahead of the game. You know, it's no slate on the sport or anything. These things happen. You know, we've seen crowd trouble at all combat sports events.
So and it's, football, yeah,
exactly,
everywhere.
Exactly. So it's kind of one of them sort of things that just happens. But, you know, you've got to, again, try and preempt anything. So we've put measures in place that, you know, stuff like that, because we pride ourselves on being a family-friendly event. We don't want people to be witnessing fights outside the ring. I want them to be enjoying the fights in the ring.
Already, you're talking about coming back to Thailand.
We are coming back to Thailand. That's booked, so it's happening. Yeah, there's definitely going to be a second show in Thailand. There's talks of the third show and evolution of the process of coming here. Yeah, why wouldn't we?
It was, you know, you did talk years ago to me, you and Joe, about international, and I did raise an eyebrow and think, yeah, we were sitting in the Coventry Sports Complex, and I'm thinking, yeah, good one, and look at you.
Yeah, we've done everything we said we were going to, Tom, haven't we?
Yeah.
You know, that's just the how it is. It doesn't always happen when you want it to, but it does happen. So, you know, when I've said that this will be the next big sport, it will be the next big sport. We will be the market leaders. We will drive the sport, just like we invented the sport. We were the first professional ones. That's just how it is. You know, things ebb and flow, but, you know, there is growth there. You can see it. It's tangible.
Is it, I mean, we all think it's the best, obviously, because we're biased, but where is it, I mean, as regards, I mean, surely there's no better, more professional outfit than BKB, I would think.
Of course there's no better. You know, you can talk about filming and stuff. What does that matter? We've got the best fighters. That's it.
That's what you're paid for.
It doesn't really matter. It's like saying Manchester United doesn't have the best stadium, but have they got the best players? Who gives a fuck? You know, you don't go there. You want to go watch a stadium or anything, or production or any other shit like that? It means nothing.
Players.
It's the best
players.
We've got the best players. So that's it. People want to come and see us. And obviously, we've got a great link up with the BYB. They've got some great fighters. So you see great fights and great fights all across the globe. America, Thailand, Dubai. You know, so you've got all major continents on the planet.
And all different, all bare knuckle, but all different really, aren't they? BYB's different with its trigon. You stuck to tradition. And boxing tradition, haven't you, really? You are the closest to the traditional boxing.
Yeah, we're unglove boxing. You know, look, You know, there's obviously companies that fight, companies that brawl, we box. So when you say, and what's funny is as well, is a lot of these people refer to it as, they all refer to it as boxing. Well, there is only boxing, we're boxing. No boxing, no holding back of the head. No. So you want to box, you box for us. You want to fight, you fight elsewhere. We're boxers.
But obviously, it's violent as well. It's like chess with violence, I'd call it. But it is, isn't it? It's violent. And like any sport, contact sport, it's got that element in it. And that's what attracts us.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we all like combat sports. If you like combat sports, like I've said many times, you'll like us. If you don't like combat sports, then good luck. But, you know, it's how it is.
What about the future? What plans have you got for the future that we might not know about?
Big summer shows. There's going to be something special for the summer. I'm not going to divulge any information, but there'll be something big in the summer. I think everything else, what we're doing this year, is outlined. Keep filling out the shows at the O2. Then we could look at maybe having the arena for next year, which we spoke about previously. Thailand, we're coming back. Linking up with the BYB in Dubai. Just going to be a good year. Consolidate our position.
As number one.
As number one.
Is there any other position to be in?
Well, no, first or nothing, isn't it?
Well, if you're second, you're first place loser.
Exactly.
Jim, thanks for talking to BKB Podcast. Thank you.
Cheers, Tom.